start going through the sugya, get to Tibas Cholov, first understand what some of the words mean, trying to get the correct lexicon that when you get used to it, and the whole thing is really based upon it. First, the Mishnah discusses Inim Tibas Cholov, drop a milk pail on top of a piece of meat, and over here, the Machlokes Rashi verse 3, what is exactly the case? You have meat that's inside a pot, Machlokes, Tosfos brings down on Tzadik Vav, and Dafkof, and Dafkof Ches. If the piece of meat is inside the roitiv, inside the roitiv, not inside the roitiv, Rashi Shita is even when it's inside the roitiv. But the shell, where exactly is Rashi Shita that says it? So Beis Tosfos will see it's not exactly clear where Rashi is. Before they come to Rashi and Kuf Ches on Beis, Rashi has a case that says it's mibla bala mibla leipalat. Why? Because it's a tam of cholov shecholov begagel shel chaticha avei. The cholov's in the gags on the roof of the chaticha. They bring one way from Rashi. Rashi says the cholv is in the gag of the chaticha. It's on top of the chaticha. That means he understands the whole chaticha is submerged. Yet, it's sticking out part of it. Therefore, the cholv is on the gag. It's one ma'amokum. The second ma'amokum, Rashi says in Tzadik Vav, so Rashi says, what do? We do near and kisei. What happens? The meishul ilam ilam ad pia v'yardim. The zeya goes up and rises, and as if the whole entire zeya and the whole entire liquid in the whole entire pot. Rashi's words are, according to the gist of the Bachas, ad pia, oila ad pia, goes until the top of the mouth till it covers it, then we urge him. So why until the whole entire thing? So we'll bring it right from Rashi. Rashi's saying, where to go? The whole entire thing has to cover. Otherwise, if it's sticking out, it won't count even the tibas chalav. So the Makarfi Rashi have two things, either ad pia or the gag. Rashi learns, again, mixes inside will be not, will be mutter, only there'll be the piece that's out sticking out will be ulcer. However, when it covers the whole entire thing, then you mitzav the whole entire thing. That's Rashi Shita. The Rishita is not the way Rishita says if it mixes inside, you mitzav the whole entire pot, the liquid and the other pieces. And therefore, the case over here, Tibas Cholov, is dafka the whole entire pieces outside of the liquid. The piece is sitting on top of other pieces of the liquid. Machlok is reverse Rashi. That's really going to be surveyed, me by Richus. It's a machlok is exactly how the paskin, what the machabah means, what the ramah means. But the Yisrael, the machlok is what Pshan Tibas Cholov, machlok is Rashi and the Ri. It does come out from the Ri, or Yisrael that comes out through the Ri. The Ri is saying what? You have a piece outside. Before you do near the kisei, the locha, the piece outside will be osur. The rest of the pieces are mutter. Why the rest of the piece is mutter? You have piece touching piece. So let's go from one piece to the next piece. Talmud Tosfos says Yisrael, by Felius Isser, it does not go from one chaticha to another chaticha, Beli Reitiv. It says it comes to the Gemara says, Beli near Beli kisei. It's going to be mutter. So Tosfos, why is it mutter? This is where we came, the halacha on Sim Kuf Hei Siv Zayin, we had halacha, chaticha l'chaticha, does not go, b'li roitiv, where is it coming from? Says the Achroinim and the Rishonim, it's coming from this sugya Kuf Ches, the fee that we eat, the case is what? You have a piece out, you have a piece inside. The Gemara says, why is a piece outside, also a piece inside motor? Let's go from chaticha l'chaticha, there it is, the milk is below inside the chaticha. Now from chaticha to chaticha, does not go b'li roitiv, and the whole entire thing is out. Therefore, this is the side where it comes out, mechaticha l'chaticha does not go without any roitiv. We see over here, the roitiv means a lot of roitiv, because over here, pashas, the pieces are even shamein, they have some machluchas to it, but needs real roitiv to go, mechaticha l'chaticha needs real roitiv. The shell you could ask is the fi Rashi, there's no makor in this halacha. Rashi obviously has his cash on him. Rashi, what happens? The piece is sitting inside. It's in roitiv mamish. According to Rashi, you have cholov on the piece. The piece itself will be also, the rest of the thing is going to be mutter. So Rashi obviously understands that still the piece can be also, and even though it's inside roitiv, it's chaticha l'chaticha, and there is roitiv, still be mutter. That means from Rashi, we don't have this yesoid, and chaticha l'chaticha goes for the roitiv. Now you could ask it as a kasha, l'maisen, we'll see by us, the Tzimtzatik Beis, we're machmer for Rashi. Shalah hafar mi machmer, again we'll see the machab of the Ramah, but l'maisen we're chosh for Rashi. And still, what right do we have to say this yesoid, of mechaticha l'chaticha v'li roitiv? According to Rashi, there's no such yesoid. The whole yesoid is built upon this Gemara. Point to be the pieces outside. Point to Rashi is inside. There is roitiv there. Who do you have to say? We don't have any ma'amokah. Rashi argues on the Ri. Fine. That was the argument. We have no ma'amokah. No one makes such a big ma'amokah. The Ri, we certainly have this yesoid. Rashi, we don't know. Fine. So we want like the Ri. We say this yesoid, mechaticha l'chaticha, does not go to bliyus, b'li roitiv. But you have to answer Rashi somehow. What are you going to answer Rashi? Master, going to Rashi. The Ri said, "I'll bring you a right to my yisoid." The chaticha l'chaticha does not go b'li roitiv. Why? What's the story behind? What's the reason behind it? So what I'm going to tell Rashi, you will knock away the right from the Ri. That's what I'm saying. You knock away. You have no right, Ri. You have to win Rashi somehow. You tell me your side, well, tell me what your side. I mean, each chadish is different. You can't say the right from right to Rashi to is right to bear. Tell me a different. You have to answer Rashi somehow. We're not going to answer Rashi, answer the Reek. You're saying you have no Reek, you have no right up to Rashi. I don't know, you have to learn what Rashi means. Where's Rashi? What's the side of Rashi? And still he's matur. He still is that piece also, and everything else is mutter. What? That piece also, even though it's inside the whole tripod with Raitiv. It's not covered with Raitiv, correct. Chetzi, chetzi. But again, we do not have this Yisoid, the Kuan Dirashi. Do we have this Yisoid? That means Kuan Dirashi, you have... It would be more Mekel? Fine, but you don't have this Yisoid, anything about the Leroy to Emeritiv. You don't have this Yisoid. Tell me to buy it. Oh, fine, we have no Yisoid. Fine, again, this is one entity, it's called Matlogis Rian Rashi, that's going to be the base by Rikos. A second thing to move over here starts off with the end of Tamke Iker. Matlogis Abai and Yerobo is the right over here, Tamke Iker, from Boston Bechol to Shari Yisurim. Abai is once being a Raya from our Mishra, from Boston Bechol to Shari Yisurim. Yerobo shlogs him up, says a Chiddushu, and however, their official also Tyro. And Tayser explains that Abai is Mekabal Yerobo. Maskana, we know that Matlogis Rashi versus Tayser to be passed in Tamke Iker. By Shari Sumanat, but Boston Call of the Color Days, we bring that Camino, but by Tam Kicker, by Boston Call of the Color Days, isn't there ISO. By Shari Sumanat, my colleague Rashi and Taisis, Rashi in Tadakhasa Vase says it's we do not learn after Shari Sumanat, Rabbanon. Taisis says it's the ISO. We pass in Simon Tadakhasa Vase, it's the ISO. What's Naf Camino? We had in Simon Tadakhasa Vase a case in Nishba. You had a case, you're not sure if the issue is Shimanat. So it's a topic of a Tam Kicker by Shari Sumanat. According to Rashi, it's something that Kula, you can be Mekel. Maisel Chab says very clearly, you must subic if there is Shishim not. Again, not a concern idea because you don't know how to count it. There maybe was Shishim, it's spilled out and you can't count it. A Savag Nishbach says, Machab to be Machmer, why? He passed his time because there is a, even by Shari Surim. A third thing the Gemara goes on, Vaita, bring down the count of Machloikis between of Yehuda and Chabim and Mim of Mino. Mim of Mino appeal by Alphalite bottle. Or is it bottle, Roy bottle of Shishim? At the end of the Sugar, Rashi, Kidua, Paskins, Mimim Mina Field by Alphalite bottle. That's Rashi Shita. He passed away a local Maitzah. However, we, as brought down Simon Tadachet Zabez, brought down over here also Simon Tagbez Zavalov, says the Torah, and the Paskin, we did not Paskin like Rashi, we did not Paskin like a Pudo. We hold Mimim Minoi is bottle, Jeraisa, Roy bottle, but now bottom of Shishim. It's bottle of Shishim. The Nafkamino is what happens again in the case of Nishbach. You have a case of Mivaminoi. You're not sure if there was Shishim and the cat is spelled out. Now it's not Sarni Dio. What's the case of Nishbach? It says Mechaber and Simon Tanachet Zabez. The loch is, we pass them not like Rashi. But you're Samna Bonn and Samna Bonn Lakulo. Samna Bonn Lakulo. A fourth concept is brought down over here, also we're familiar with already, is the concept of a sea lake. The Gemara being down by the case by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a case of Mim Viminoi Vishaina Minoi. For the Yehuda, Mim Viminoi has a half like bottle. Mim Vishaina Minoi is bottle of Shishim. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, see like as Minoi, and make the Eina Minoi be Mavat of the Minoi, and then what will happen, everything will be Motor. Why? Because we don't have Mim Viminoi anymore, the Minoi is very bottle, and then everything, Min and the Minoi and Shaina Minoi will all be Motor. Alakha is brought down by Osvak Karak, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but we took it down. Simtal Chesed Gimel by Mim Beminoi Shena Minoi. When Fakert, we want to say Silek. What? Not the Silek, the Minoi. Silek is Ena Minoi, and then Mim Beminoi will be Dinder Abanon. And now you put in the Ena Minoi will be Dinder Abanon. What's Dinder Abanon? That will be Nishbach when it falls out. We say some Abanon Lekula, not Lekula. Come out. We bring down this Sugya of Fakert. And we say Silek as Shena Minoi. You left Mim Beminoi. Mim Beminoi the Lachad in Shishim. Why did Shishim only Dinder Abanon? Therefore, once you're upon them by Nishbach, we'll say Safra Dabon Lakula. That's the fourth concept. The fifth concept brought down on Kofetz is the Sugi of Efshel Seichtoi. Now, then, different ways of understanding it. Say the simple way. What is Efshel Seichtoi? There's a machloikis over here. That what? You have a piece of meat, two kazesim, one kazesim of color one inside. The lock is you can squeeze out all the meat you want, the milk comes out, still the piece is going to be awesome. Machloikis came on, the piece is also the piece of the motor. So what's the machloikis? You could say what? One man yomah says the milk came out. The other man yomah says the milk didn't come out. Machloikis and Matthias, one thinks the time can come out. One thinks the time can come out. Very hard to say that the yisoid on machloikis is machloikis and Matthias. One thinks there is no time. One thinks there is time. There's a Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis. He says, Efshel Seichtoi is also. The awesome in it is a yoytze legamri. His words are, Eflus Nefesh also, why? Because the Issa does not come out. Who are the Pashas of Machlagis is? Avada, a certain amount of time comes out. The Shell is, and everyone agrees, all the time didn't come out. But since there was time that was, not Pantu Shishim, now most of the time come out, but still this time stay inside, we can leave the piece of the piece being Isser. It was also beforehand. And Eshel Sechta, you can't take it all out. But once you can't take it all out, we can leave the piece of being a piece Isser. One man, the Yom HaSid, Eshel Sechta is also, and therefore leave the piece being Isser, even the Chori Gitaino could be Pantu Shishim right now, but Isser wasn't, it was not Pantu Shishim. Leave the Isser as is. That's the Pashas way of understanding it. Masha'inkin, the other man, the Yomah holds Eshel Sechta is Mutter. Why? Maisa right now is Pantu Shishim, it's gone. That means everyone agrees with Chura, it's the time came out a certain amount. The shell did come out fully or not, everyone agrees not come out fully. Just do we leave the ish that was, keep it as is? Or no, the maisa, now it's possible to leave it, make it being mutter. That's what Machlokes.
Since you can't take care of it, you have to make it into
Chanan. So, then we'll get the next step.
Didn't the Raisa actually start the
other? So it'll be a Machlokes also. The way I'm saying it comes out of the Rabbanon. The way I'm saying it, it's only the Rabbanon. So it's again, it's Machlokes. Rashi, the end of the sugya said, we pass an Eshkol Sechta is also. The by Boston Bacholov is clearly passing Eshkol Sechta also. By Shari Surim, we'll learn in Tadak Beis, the Machaber passing by Shari Surim is Mutter, and Kuvah, the Machaber passing Shari Surim is also. It's a serious Machaber, and we're not in the ghetto, we're anywhere, we're Machaber, we're the Bnei Ashkenaz, and they say Eshkol Sechta is also, Khalil Khanan is also by Shari Surim. But when I say Eshkol Sechta, Boston Bacholov is clear as also, but Shari Surim is Machaber, it really depends how you understand it. Now, Chanan, the Gemara makes a stage afterwards. Once we hold Eshel Sechta Yasser, now Chanan is going to be Chaticha, not the veil is also going to be Yasser. What do those words mean? So the Pashas, again, well, there's different ways of understanding it, but the Pashas is that if you hold Eshel Sechta as Mutter, then they can hold, if you hold Eshel Sechta also, you can hold of Chanan. If you hold Eshel Sechta as Mutter, maybe there's Chanan, maybe there's no Chanan. It's not totally Zebazah. Come the Rashba says, it's totally Zebazah, but the Pashas among the Shredim and the Faiskim is, it's not totally Zebazah. That may, again, you can hold Eshel Sechta also, but yet you don't have to hold of Chanan. The Moshul, again, you have two pieces of meat. You have one piece of Chalav went inside. So you have three Kizaisim right now. The side of Eshel Sechta says all three and out can be also. But how far is this Esser? The side of Chanan telling us it's not just that this piece is also, but it's Chaticha Nas Nevelo. And that means it falls inside all the 60 pieces of meat still be also, you know, 180. Again, you have one piece, one Kizaisim of Chalav. How much you need to matu it? It's chaticha nas nevela. It's not issa mamish. If it's issa mamish, you need 60 times the issa. You need 180. So Eshel Sechta tell you the piece is also. Chanan tell you not only it's also, but the whole thing is nevela, and you don't need 60 times what the milk. You need 60 times the piece issa itself. And again, the chul is not totally there, but there Eshel Sechta could be also. Chanan could be mutter. However, again, the Gemara is saying, once you hold Eftel Shechta is also, then you come onto the side of Chanan, Chanan is going to be also.
So the Gemara
is
saying, if you hold also,
but
you have to hold Chanan.
Now you have to, could be hold Chanan. The Gemara is saying clearly, if you hold Eftel Shechta is Mutter, the Gemara is very clear, if you hold Eftel Shechta is Mutter, Avada Chanan is Mutter. That's what the Gemara does say. It's clear. Eftel Shechta is Mutter, Zag, the thing itself is Mutter, you tell me 60 times the piece is in the Vela, it's not the Vela.
Because you didn't take it out.
But it's not the Vela, it can't be, it's Mutter.
If you take, if you take it out.
No, but what happened? You put it in 60 times the amount, and it took it out. It naturally came out. And naturally, when you put in 60 times the amount of, not 180, but 60 times the amount.
If you take it out, then potato. But if you don't take it out, then why can't you the whole thing is available?
No, let us again. You have one kizayis of chalav, one, two kizayis of basar. They put in 60 pieces of meat. Did the chalav come out? It came out, because it was spread out evenly as part of the shishim.
It first asked the chaticha to make that chaticha a full three of Basar. So if you took it out, so potato, you could take it out, but
this is taken out right now. Right now, when you put in 60 pieces of meat, it took out.
Chanan says you can't take it out after the fact. If you take it out, potato, but
it was taken again. We put 60 pieces of meat, it was taken. If they actually sucked the motor, then it's not shak to Chanan. Not shak to Chanan. That's the only thing the Gemara says. One way you can't say. The other way is Machlokes showing him the Tali Zevazah. Pasha is not Tali Zevazah. Again, if Eshel Sechta is Motor, Avada, Chanan is going to be Motor. If Eshel Sechta is Osir, that's a Machlokes. Pasha is Eshel Sechta can be Osir without saying the words of Chanan. We want to say, right, the Machaber we say, if you don't say Chanan by Shai Yisrim yet, but if the Machaber holds a Kuvav, then we do say Eshel Sechta by Shai Yisrim. So we'll see it's not Tali Zevazah. Fine. Those are the basic words that come out. The Lachon Sebeis, I'd like to let them finish the base hopefully by Thursday, on Thursday. If not, maybe Sunday, but try to learn the base as much as you can. The level on this, it's a little bit hard, but I think it's possible to finish the base. I mean, Gimel's not much there, but the base by Thursday. To go to a side in, we have time. This Monday night is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat. So people think, a lot of people came over to me, it's Mnei Chassidus, it's no makor for it, why even discuss it? First it's Rishonim and it's Paiskim. So we'll see where it comes from and where the makor is for it. And what's the reason for it? Different things what people do. First, the end of Tu B'Shvat, the first person brings it down is Rabbeinu Gershom. He's discussing is a person allowed to fast on Tu B'Shvat. That Chazal want to make a takana of a habluke, it's not like now it's a problem of rain. So you allow to make a fast on Tu B'Shvat. This has been a geshem, you're not allowed to. Why? Because this is Abu Rosh Hashanah name, first Rosh Hashanah. Over there it says Nisan El Tishrei and Tu B'Shvat. And since they say one next to another, just like you can't fast by the other three, you can't fast by those Rosh Hashanah, where they cannot fast by Tu B'Shvat. When the geshem brings down, and the Gois Mordechai and the Gois Maimonides, they bring down Halacha, you cannot fast in Tu B'Shvat. Therefore, Halacha and Sim Tovkuf Ayin Beis, the Mechaber brings down, you now fast on Tu B'Shvat. That's one as what making a tikkunah on Klai Yisrael to fast for whatever reason. Any tzar, you now make that on Klai Yisrael on Tu B'Shvat. Le'oid Sim Tovkuf Ayin Gimel, the Mishpul brings down the Mag Avram. The same Halacha by Chosn, the Chosn on his day of his Chasna, it's a Yom Shuva, Yom Kaparo. Says the Mishpul, also you cannot fast. Why the Ma'aseh Tzikas Yontif? Who didn't they bring down? Yes, can bring it down that way. Same thing, those who were noik for Shavim to fast, the minik, and it comes out this year, it's not, usually they fast Monday and Thursday, but also same halacha, those who fast on Shavim also should not fast on Tu B'Shvat. Same thing, people have a yard side, the place can bring down, also should not fast on Tu B'Shvat. They do have one child, let's say a person fasts out of Tainis Chaloim, so you have to mace of Tainis with Tanisai, the Maisai, Nala fast. That far they say, the Pribunim says, the Maisai, you do not have to mace of Tainis with Tanisai. One story says, because now Me'ika didn't Nala fast. Another svara, interesting svara, they say it's doing what this halacha of Tu B'Shvat is like Rosh Hashanah. If you look, one of the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin, over there it says, let's say you fast at Rosh Hashanah, you have to make some tainus with Hanisai. It says over there the Mechaber, I think it's over there more, that since there are Go'inim a hold, you should fast at Rosh Hashanah, and you should not eat, therefore, we'll bestow upon them not to make some tainus with Hanisai. But since we have a Hekesh of Tu B'Shvat like Rosh Hashanah, since like Rosh Hashanah not make some tainus with Hanisai, who is it on Tu B'Shvat? But the Ma'aseh the Klor, among the Rishonim and the Paiskim of Tu B'Shvat is Aksas Simcha. Simcha just like Rosh Hashanah is a Simcha, and Nisan is a Simcha, whatever the Abba Rosh Hashanah, who is it on Tu B'Shvat is in Aksas Simcha, and therefore a person should not fast on Tu B'Shvat. Another Lachal being down, the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Lamavav, he says, so a person say Tachlin Tu B'Shvat, the Oem does not say Tachlin. He says they're going over there, why? He sends you back the same Lachal, he says, Kamoi Kol Dal Rosh Hashanah, it's the Yontif. Just like we do not fast. Who did? We do not say Tachnun. Why? It's Yontif. Tas Yontif. Tas Yontif. What? Oh, we'll get there. So what Mincha beforehand? So first, in Machaber, look at my colleague's Peshat. The Lice of the Mishavu and the place coming down, Mincha does not do Mincha beforehand. Even the Mincha beforehand, and as far as I always remember, the Olam never says Mincha beforehand by Tu B'Shvat. Also the Mincha not say it. My success, Yontif. The same thing, just like Rosh Hashanah, it's interesting, Rosh Hashanah, the Mishavu says also, every Rosh Hashanah not say Mincha, not say Tachnun. Who is the same halacha? Another thing they discuss, what about Lamed Tzeach? Do you say that Lamed Tzeach Yan Chashub Yom Tzar, or do you say that Tu B'Shvat? So now Maisa Machloikis Bnei Sva versus Bnei Ashkenaz. Bnei Ashkenaz Maisa do say it, Bnei Sva Maisa don't say it. That's Machloikis, and the different reason why it's Machloikis. But that Maisa, that's Machloikis. The Shal is what to do on Tu B'Shvat. It's fine, we don't fast, we don't say Tachnun. So what do you do? So one day I went over to Beryl Schwartz, but Schwartz was Roshim based Talmud. Iskin, what should I do? Tell me, eat Paris and say Shechianu. Eat Paris and say Shechianu. Now, where's the Makar for Paris? So Makar asked him to Mog Avram. Mog Avram brings down this minig. He says, his words are, V'noigim Ashkenazim, Aharbit Femine Paris, Shalilonis, Tikkun Yitzhoskar. He brings down Tikkun Yitzhoskar. It says, V'nei Ashkenaz, V'noig to eat Paris. Somebody was asking Ephraim Doiv, so Ashkenaz, it's for Germany. Why do we have to do it for it? It's Ashkenaz, Germany. Pasha does not mean Germany, he means Bnei Ashkenaz. It means that anyone who is Bnei Ashkenaz has a minik to eat Paris. Minik to eat Paris. It's brought down that way by the Ali Rabban, the Mishavu of Oif Paiskim, that Bnei Ashkenaz might eat Paris. Now, it seems that the Bnei Svat took it on even further this meaning, that much more Machmeh do even more than that. Maisa the Kav Chaim says, Lav Dafka Bnei Ashkenaz, even Bnei Svat. And the Yaivitz writes in Siddur, it's Lav Dafka Ashkenaz Svat, even Menig Eret Yisrael. And the Padre Zeloz, it says, not only Menig Eret Yisrael, it's also Menig Bnei Hasidim. So we got all this coming down, it's Ashkenaz Svat, Hasidim, Eret Yisrael, everyone knows it. It seems to be Bnei Shiva not that Machbid upon it, but Maisa, they sell in Yeshiva, but the Hasidim, they took it on Mamash Dark, and the Sfadim took it on Stark. They makbid to eat Paris on Tu B'Shvat. Now, exactly how to eat Paris, what exactly to do with the Paris, it's different Menhagim. One minute, they see they sell dry fruit. Why exactly they sell dry fruit? So one reason they bring down is that the Inyan Tu B'Shvat happens during Yimei Shevim. Yimei Shevim is the man of doing Shuva, of Kapara. It seems like sometimes you have no hope, work upon Shuva. So just like by Tu B'Shvat, till now you see the trees are dying with them and it's black and they have no koich to them, yet comes on Tu B'Shvat. And this where the chiyah starts, the sap enters the tree and gives them koich to rejuvenate themselves. Who didn't everyone works upon Shuva also to realize there's always hope, there's always you can rejuvenate yourself, work starker, more and better. The swarming down, that's why it's always Tu B'Shvat by Hash B'Shalach. By Shabbat Shiro, because also Klai Yisrael looked like in the Midbar, the Mitzvah running after them, they thought there was no hope, everything was dark, and they thought, they didn't believe yet in Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally, and therefore they thought, this is us, the end. But Maisa, the end, what happened, Klai Yisrael was saved, and it turned into Am Yisrael. So therefore, the inner way you have something dry, right now, it looks like everything's dry, but the Etzem, you should know the future will be, now turn around, and this is where the Chia starts.
Because they don't have the fruit all the way around.
It's one. I'm saying one reason we down there. Hashkafa. Why they have dry fruit? Maisa. Also us here. No, usually when I hit Tu B'Shvat, like 1 month left of Purim. Yeah, we have like half this month still to go. Like it's mamish a few months. Maisa, we have a new sigula, Simtanik Beis, a new Indian Tu B'Shalav. It's mamish a whole man, a new thing. B'Shalav. Also, Achias, a new beginning, a new Kosbal Skoshes. But Maisa, you start again, rejuvenate yourself, put the sap into the trees, and now you're Shana. Start again, learn all over again. Start with a new brand, a new kaiches. You know, Gamal, the island seems to be doing pretty good over here. Other places not, but here the island seems to be doing Baruch Hashem. Fine, so my son, one thing the island has is to eat dry fruit. Another, how many fruit to eat? Very interesting, look at among the Sfarim, the numerous Sfarim. So one statement says, eat all Paris. All Paris. Another statement says, not all Paris, only 30 Paris, only 30. Why? Kenegad, he says, 10 Kenegad the island Bria, 10 Kenegad the island Mitzira, 10 Kenegad the island Masiya. Fine. Only 30. Others bring down 15, others bring down 13, 30 Gematria Ephod. Some bring down the Zayim Mine Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Why Dafka Eretz Yisrael? The Lucha Eretz Yisrael says, because from now is the Trumas and Maishvis, the Shana Alpha Shana Beis goes to the Maisha, reaching the Maisha Sheni, and the third year goes to the Maisha Oni, to switch over. So here to remind you, Dafka Eretz Yisrael is when the Paris switch over. Don't forget you should eat Dafka Zayim Mine Eretz Yisrael. Fine, each one has. Those also have a Shemal, once for the Shem. Different Hogan, yeah. Yes, 100%. Fine, those have a minute to eat Cherubim, those have a minute to eat Esroikim, those have a minute to do it during the day, those have a minute to do it during the night, and then all night. Those who say the Zohar and the Mishnah negate the Peri, and they make a bracha on it, and they eat it. Fine, Elo ve'elo divle kim chayim, whatever your minute is, that's what you do. Yesh v'yesh. Just the asalocha aspect. For do you have to say shachrinu or not? God, I saw the Yaakov Kaplan in his luach, he writes no makar for shachrinu. He got to write the people on nechshel shachrinu. We also do shachrinu. So where's the makar? Where's the reason why people do shachrinu? So the Heineken is farming down that this is the Yishalmi, the end of Kedushin. The Yishalmi over there says that osad adam liten din v'chashbin akol shirois einay v'layachol. Person gives din v'chashbin. Someone who sees Paris and doesn't eat it. Din v'chashbin. What that means and why I'm Yisrael Sharm and Pesha Pekah Gimel, he has a pshat, what does Yishami means? Why give din v'chashbin on all Paris that you see you don't eat? But the Gemara, the Yishami goes on the Vayit and says, if Lazer was choshish lahadu shmaitzo, matzmiach lai pritim v'ochel bohen mekal mila chadosh v'shaito. He was very mach with this and he gathered his money together and he saved it until he was able to eat once a year Paris. Once a year he ate Paris. This is brought down Alochad Simon Rish Chafei, the Taz, Vavarom, and Shabuah being down. That person should be machmed to eat all Paris once a year. Once a year. The words of the Meshavua is why? The mitzvah le'echl m'at mikol min chadosh b'shana, v'tam, k'nei l'haris, shechov ala b'yasa yishal kach baruch hu. something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us is beautiful, it's a wonderful thing. Based upon this Yishalmi, to show the chavivas of what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, once a year, that we should eat it. Once a year. Therefore, the Hanukkah Sforim, Peskechuvah, always afterwards, all these forming down, this is the Maramach Meshach Yanu. We have to somehow mekam the Yishalmi. When exactly the best time to mekam this Yishalmi, that once a year should eat all the parrots? You try to do it on Tu B'Shvat. Why? Because it's in Rosh Hashanah to perish, Rosh Hashanah Lilanis. Therefore, we should do it on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, this, when the minute came out, to have a Shechanu try to eat all the perish. Fine. Again, that's again the Heineken story, but we do see this concept that persons all year round to try to eat all the perish once a year to show the Chavivas of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Took the Taz, the Mogarevam over there, they have a drop of a different reason. That's what the Mishnah brings down. Now, in the Gate of Shechanu, there are those who. What? Hybrid? What the lock, Shachianu? You have to.
No, I mean, is there
anything
you have
to do with that? Also, the Litanus, the everything you see with your eyes. Everything you see.
Why can't it be meat and whatever?
Not after fruit.
Anything.
Not after. Again, yeah, look at
me. Also,
the Litanus, the Divachajma. Look at the Mishnah Sharma explains. Divachajma means I'm holding myself back. And ma'akmi for my avoid the Kadosh Baruch Hu, my learning, then echlami, I can't hold myself back. So my tip doesn't mean anything to you. Fine, I'm giving the v'chashmin. I gain nothing out of it. I am still shown there. The words of the Yishalmi is matzmiach lei pritim. He gathered together his prutos to go by himself the Paris. Now, in the Gedesh Yachiyonu, there are those who seem to make a little mistake that Mashiachinu Nalocha is dafka something that's seasonal. But something that's not grown all year round. For example, let's say coconut in the tropical places, Florida, it's grown all year round. And I saw you only get it once in a while. So the Maisi can't make Shechianu on that. Why? Because something is dafka seasonal, you make Shechianu. Something that's grown all year round does not make Shechianu. Then with coconuts, again, you don't. Mashiachinu, let's say something like chestnuts, you can get them in Eretz around Hanukkah time. Those things are certainly seasonal. Then the Maisi do make a Shechianu on it. So let's go to different things. Let's say something like boxer. Do you make a Shechianu upon it? So Cheshbon, I might say this seasonal. It's the Ikkah is grown during El, and El time is very sweet, and it's soft. I might say it's very kishmak to eat if you eat it during El. I might say they give it to the yeshivas now when it's very hard and dried out to eat. Something dry. So do you make Shechianu? So that could be being down, minik skirt, I might say make Shechianu. Fine. The Zayis Brachi is Al Biyashiv, so you make Shechianu. Al Biyashiv says, if you're not ruggled to eat them all year round, you should not make Shechianu. You should not. He said also his words, why? Michael behemoth. Fine, you're eating it with too much fat, but at them, the right time to eat it is El. Mice no one goes and buys it during El. Why? It's for behemoth. We are coming to have some Indian to eat it. I'll remember your Shechianu, I'll bring Yavesh. Make sure Shechianu, no, Mice is Michael behemoth. And as far as something, they also have some Moshe and Shears. Moshe, she makes Shechianu on Boxer. So Moshe's words are, if you don't like them, you should not make Shechianu upon them. And this what I'm going to explain is that something, the Batsim is no simcha to it. Batsim, we don't eat it when it's even Geshmak. We don't eat it in El. No one has an El. We have it now, Dafkil by Tubashvat. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, and I'm Fish, and I'm Moshe saying, Shnamak is Shechianu, don't eat the vegetables. The kids of the Chayodim, the Chushul will say, why do we make a Shechianu on vegetables? Why? You don't get simcha out of it. So, why we don't get simcha from boxes? The Maisha, we don't eat it in the correct time. The Maisha, it doesn't even taste good. It's dry out, it's not even Geshmak. So, what do you do? Pashas, you should not make a Shechianu. That's the Pashas. Again, there are those who do. Not to be able to examine those who do. The Maisa, the Fisher says, you shouldn't. It's Michael Behemoth. A second thing they point out in the gate to Boxer, I think particularly in Israel, but even in America, is that in the gate to the Lux of Tloyim, you'll see tomorrow they give out a stack stool of sheets in the gate to the Lux of Tloyim, what you do have to do, what you don't have to do, and the gate to its fruit. You'll see there's three different sections. There's Mia Che'en Amatzai, there's Mia Amatzai, and there's the Cheskas. Those are the Muxik B'Tloyim. So, for example, everyone just says figs, teinim, are muxik b'tloyim. Now, Rav Mogerson says over, when they ask a person about teinim, the question is not, did you find the bugs? The question is, you get them all. Like, figs, you do it very hard. And I heard from Numat Kedoylam saying, you should never even try to check for figs, you have no idea what you're doing. And therefore, the Maish, you should not eat figs at all, even on Tu B'Shvat. And Ravai Nesefim Exam the Chelek Aleph, he says, let's say you got figs, what should you do with them? To throw them out from Baal Tashkos, to give them to your neighbor. So you're throwing them out, besides Tloyim, it's always about Tashkos, throw them out, don't give them to your neighbor, might be a nechshol, it might say throw them out. You left maybe rats. Then it depends what's wrong to do with them. And then we'll struggle.
David brings down that these days, it's a time to do this. Jewish farmers, they do a better job.
They still. I heard a rumor say last year. Every year, rumor says instead of a maaser that we have some zalman. What?
In the paper,
okay. Not
starting to get better.
As of last year, they were still on the list. I don't know about this year. The rumor they said over the maaser about some zalman. For health reasons, you have to eat figs. So you used to make him shmuel. The son and also a rumor checked them for him, and they had a mamish hard time. They sent the son check and totally finally found them. And they look, I found this here and there. They had a very hard time trying to find them all. They allow them inside, and the Rebbe always says, come on, if you have no idea what you're doing, still you can be over nefshol, and even if you know what you're doing, still it's very hard. And they have a fig, they say, it's tight not to eat. Again, the question is not that you found them, the question is you found them all. Well, that's the question of my figs. So they say, if you look in the list, Haruv and Bokhtar is also Muxa Betloim. Muxa Betloim. So you ever wonder why you have a bad taste when you eat Haruvim? It's Muxa Betloim. That means, what do you have to do? This farming down on a Vai Weiss and Chalik Beis, what do you have to do? You have to cut it sideways, slice it sideways, and check you have ploim inside. Now the book, they look very similar to the chuvim, they look mamish black, the same color. So also you have to check and wash it out to make sure there are no bugs inside. Maestro, when they give out chuvim, you have problem one being nifshal shechianum, how should you not make it? Second of all, people mamish eat them, they're mamish eating bugs. It's muksa with ploim, and the body, you have to check them and cut them sideways. So what do you do with them? I mean, the best thing what kids do, at least my kids, tell them not to eat them, but they love the pits, and they save the pits, the best part is the pits. You didn't get that, I don't know if it's even good, it doesn't even taste good. Fine.
What do you do with the kids?
Kids play with him. I've noticed. The kids, the geschmack. Well, that's how the minig of eating a box is. The minig of eating a sregim. So it's brought down numerous places. They bring down for the Gemara in the Rosh Hashanah that Rav Kiva, he took an esrog off the tree on Tu B'Shvat, Pashas, he ate it. They bring down from the Bnei Tosta and others that you want to have a beautiful Mahuzik esrog that's there on Sukkot. You should daven for it specifically on Tu B'Shvat, because that's when it starts giving the chias to it on Tu B'Shvat. This year, especially if this year again also Shemitah, so your mamash usually get a closed box. Your mamash want to get something good, you keep it check yourself usually. So mamash is not very hard for this year. So mice bring down again. They bring down different schools. They get to Esrei Gim, a school for later they bring down, and it's the school that you should finish off the year, and you have a good Esrei. Mice, so you make a shachianu upon it. Shachianu. The interesting is the Ben Ishchai that says you should make a shachianu upon it. On Esrei. Now, there's a couple of shailas. One is the Mishmua Paskins from the Gdol HaKhenu, Gdol HaKhtanis, should not make a Shechianu on an Esrig. Why? The Gemara Chab, and the Gemara Tzukit says, it's Dor B'Ilano Mishan L'Shano. It's stayed on the tree for 2 or 3 years straight, the Esrigim. That means it's not a seasonal fruit. It means it stays on all year round. So Claude Gemara says that the Esrig should not make a Shechianu. That's Mishmua Paskins. Why they bring down the Lekhi Yoshin, another Yoshin, he says, should not make Shechianu on the Esrig. Interesting story, he says, but Esrig, you should make Shechianu when you see the fruit. We don't make Shechianu when you see it, because we're more happy when we eat it. So we took the Abaminim, what do? We made a Shechianu. So we made a Shechianu on the Esrig already. Even those bring down, we did say Shechianu on the Esrig. When we took the Abaminim? The cash they is, because the Maestro, we had no Kavanah to make Shechianu on the paper for seeing it. But the cash. What? Yeah, Kavanah Lehebach, only for the Mitzvah. But my say that those are two reasons as far as McDown, the Shmuel Paskin and Rav Kaplan's Luach brings down. People make a mistake in a Tzoregim, they make a Shechanu, it's a Nichshol, it's a Tois. If Ani can make a Shechanu, again, the Ben Ishchai says, yeah, Yishlein, Zeh B'Yom has a Shuvah about it. Fine, but the Bnei Ashkel certainly follow the Mishnevua and certainly should not make a Shechanu on the case of an Esrig. Challenge, what exactly should you do with an Esrig that you have from Sukkot? So we have a Lulav Adas Menorah. So what do Elam do? They save it, they either put it by burning it by Chometz, or they put it in the bonfire on Lach B'Omer. And the reason why they're doing that for it, because you now take Tashmish Mitzvah and put it in Mevazit, even though it's Achad, it's Mani, it can't be Mevazit. What can you do with it? Whatever it's made for. A lulav is wood. Wood's made to burn. And you want to do even more than just burn it. You do a special thing. You burn it with the Chometz. You do a Mitzvah with it. So it could take a lulav and a Das Meravis, and you can burn it. Except we save it for a Mitzvah. So what do you do with an Esrog after Sukkot? What are you supposed to do with it? Is it made to burn? No, it's not made to burn. Even though it dries out, it's not made to burn. So what should you do with an Esrog? I've missed numerous people what they do with it, and it seems over time it just disappears in the house. But what do you do with it? You can't throw it into the garbage, the bazaar. What are you doing with it? What? Oh, so Shalom, first of all, wrapping helps, double wrapping. It could be double wrapping. But he wrote to Chaim, and he asked Chaim what exactly to do with it. So Chaim said, real fact, you have to eat it. Eat it. And he wrote to
like you have to eat it or you have to eat it.
L'Ochloi.
They didn't say start,
What to do with Mavazim? And I'll never talk about back. Also, what you should do? Eshel Achlay, who are the Shamash Lobby Besamim? You just Besamim. It could be the mini day, stick in pieces, or even that.
Then what
happens
when it's done, then what to do with it?
I don't know. In my house, it disappeared. I don't know. I put it away, and I don't know.
It's not embarrassed.
No, it doesn't. No, I don't know what happens. I don't think in my house, a lot of things disappear. The mice, a lot of people make jam out of it. They eat it. And you'll see also they're going to sell the kumish fat. It's going to be fried, matugin. Therefore, also another reason why I say not to make shafion out of it. Well, the mice, you should eat it on kumish fat. That's the Indian shavoy. But the mice, what to do with it, left over masukin, you got a big problem. Throwing it out, maybe double wrapping, I'm not sure. I didn't see anyone say you can double wrap it. Yish line. It's Tashmisha Mitzvah. What are you. You allowed to double wrap it? Yeah? Okay, could be.
What do you do with your
old house? What do you do with your sister? No, one thing you do a Mitzvah is Tashmisha for the Mitzvah itself. It's not Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's Mitzvah. Right? It's Mitzvah Achazman. What do you do with Mitzvah Achazman? So the baggage, the strings, I put in Shamus. He laughed. Gives that kodesh as you laugh on Shemus. Not so. Not mocking bazaar. No, not for the bazaar. You could zechor. Okay, if you say so. You want to make lift the evil on the guy who's collecting his yid?
What
do
they do with the old?
No. What do they do? I know a lot of people. They burn. They save it and they burn it in the Pesach. I said that you should do with it. What?
Yeah.
But just in Messiah, to get to the end of the Tu B'Shvat, there's a Sefer Yavam Matzula brings down what happened to Klai Yisrael with the Yudayus. Over there, he discusses that more than 400 years ago, the mini Klai Yisrael was that the Zman went from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Tu B'Av in the summer, and the Zman in the winter went from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan until Tu B'Shvat. Man ended Tu B'Shvat. And over there, what would happen? So he brings down that Klai Yisrael used to go then to the Rid, to the open Shuk, and he looked at my show, and all the Gedolim of Hashem bring down the Sma, bring down how Klai Yisrael went to the Rid. I learned by different Gedolim by the Rid, by the Shuk. And there, the Talmidim and the Bacham, the Rashivas all go there to the Shuk, to even place depends on the summer or the winter, and go to the Shuk, and they will learn by their own Rebbe, wherever they want to learn by, and the Kashas, and the Chavarim, and the Shai can learn and gain the La Torah, being together, all the Shivas get together in one place, and they will learn any Rebbe they want, and that was what they did until they went home against the Pesach. And they saw this man Rosh Chodesh Iyar. At the time, also in the Rebbe, what would they do? They're swarming down that anyone who had to make a Shidduch, then all the parents of the guys, the girls, they make Shidduchim then. And Tu B'Shvat was the time for making Shidduchim in the Rebbe. The Vad Amenidus Alito saw that it's a wonderful idea, a wonderful thing, was causing numerous fiddle Torah. That's true, wonderful the Shiva stopped to B'Shvat, you go down, you can learn from our Shivas and Rebbeim over there, and learn together and strive. However, there's some people who, for some odd reason, wouldn't do that. They went to the Shuk and enjoyed themselves and relaxed, or they even go to the Shuk. He read, I wouldn't seem to learn. Therefore, the vitamin is little clients that want the Mavatal is Indian, the Chrono, and the proclamation that all the Dalam got together, they signed it, and said this man goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Shiva goes, not for him, to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The vitamin is little signed, the Shiva goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's weird, it's brought down to his farm, that the vitamin is little was in the 1600s. It had a vitamin. Save for Yom Mitzvah, save for Makor, save for Moedim Simcha, save for Patis Elozer. So the Ma'aseh Kuvi, this is why the Frieza Grata, they came about the name of Shidduchim, they stopped Tu B'Shvat. The Frieza ends Tu B'Shvat, Ma'aseh has to be remembered in Klai Yisrael. Al Torah, the Ma'aseh, you have to go to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But Shidduchim, those are Tu B'Shvat. That's the Frieza. Frieza liked with it. Fine, that could be why it says, but the Ma'aseh, we see that the man goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tu B'Shvat, the Ma'aseh, for us, Arizman goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan till the last day, and Kidua, the Yisman of his feet, I'll tell you, not Thursday, it's Matthew ends what? Thursday night. That means Sunday Rosh Chodesh. That means fine Thursday. More Shabbos, yeah, fine. Maybe if you don't come Friday, it Thursday night. Before that, the Arizman goes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Moshe says, only the Wednesday, it's like leaving 2 months earlier. Right? But all the Rebbeim say, give muster. The Avada, we go till end of this month. That's Moshe. Especially also learning Simitalik Zion last week, the ending of milk of bread, the flesh of bread, vanigal, off of mice, so about everyone just stay to land. But we just even Tu B'Shvat, sometimes people do need a new chias, a new energy to refresh themselves. Mice, we do have a new sugya. It is Kishmak is part of Basar B'Cholov. Maaseh is something that is very important to know. It's very lumdus, very yeshivish, and we discuss it. And a person should try to rejuvenate himself. 9:15 is not, I really say it's 9, but fine. It seems that Reichim is 9:15, 9:30, be there, 9:30. Seder certainly ends at 1:15, except here, because we have the dining room that stops at 1. Well, Seder certainly ends at 1:10, then get your hand Jackie, go back to Dav Mincha. Avada, try to mischazik yourself, that will help to mischazik other people, mischazik Yerusha, and to Christ upon every person here, to mischazik themselves and everyone around them. And Avakosha, please, to mischazik yourselves, and me including I'll try. Blocho.